The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word of the Lord came to me. Go cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert, in the land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land and made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters, and they have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. The word of the Lord. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. O Lord, your mercy reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountains of God, your judgments like the mighty deep. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. How precious in your mercy, O God, the children of men take refuge in the shadows of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream, you give them drink. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your mercy towards your friends, your just defense on the upright of heart. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given and will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but they do not see, and hear but they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and with their ears, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in college, many years ago, I sat there and I graduated with a degree in counseling. And, you know, there's many different types of counseling. The one I liked the best was rational emotive. And rational emotive is what you think is what you feel. You know, so if you think everything stinks, you go around rocking depressed. If you think everything is great and wonder what's gonna happen next, you're hopeful and everything. What you think is what you feel. Well, today in the gospel, it's the same thing. It's just what you see and what you hear is what you become. Huh? So you can either see and hear Jesus in all things, see his presence, and then be blessed or be cursed. Not look for Jesus, not listen to his word, just do things your own way, thinking this is all there is. Huh? And that's what happened, if you listen to the book of Jeremiah, that's what the people did. God blessed them with all these things, but they didn't see God. They only saw themselves. They didn't see God blessing them with water. They thought, we'll do it ourselves. We'll dig our own cisterns. We can do it. And you see what happens. You see what happens in a world when a world thinks that they can do things without God, especially nowadays. You can be dead that fast. Nowadays, you can get the coronavirus. Those of you who don't think it exists, you're nuts. But anyway, people die every day. We're just reading there was 12 bishops that died in South America, all from this. The youngest one was 55, which is younger than me. But again, what you see is what you experience. See God, look for God, search for God, listen to His word, and you'll be blessed. Look for everything else, and you'll be cursed. You make that decision. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God.